Jason Coyle has got a lovely filly in River Bird, and she is absolutely, pardon the pun, flying. She sneaked under the radar a bit, Jason, I reckon, this one.
Yeah, she has to a point. I guess a bit of an unlucky preparation, trying to knock a maiden off. I think a few people might have dropped off her, but she's always shown us nice ability, and it's good to see it all come together this time in.
She showed you ability early doors, second start, ran third in the Widden, the Group 3, and then after that, she was just literally beaten like 0.1, 0.2 of a length, 0.2 of a length. She was just knocking on the door.
Yeah, just had no luck. There are a couple of races there where, you know, she probably should have won. But obviously didn't pan out that preparation. But like I said, it was good to see it all come together this time in.
The lovely thing about her is she just seems supremely honest. Even when she ran, say, 8 to 14 at Rose Hill behind England that day, she was only beaten two lengths.
No, that's right. And it probably wasn't the pattern that she appreciates that day either. So, you know, she tries very hard. And, you know, to have that attribute as a racehorse is a massive bonus. She's got that will to win at the moment, which is hopefully we can keep that with her from preparation to preparation.
What were you thinking Saturday at the 300, a heavy eight, and she looked to be just sort of trying to angle Cathy, trying to get her out to get a run. And at the 300, I thought, I think your wheels are spinning a bit.
Yeah, listen, Cathy was a lot more confident than I was. She said she was always had a lap full of horse there and was pretty confident she was going to get there, whereas I was a little bit different. I agree with you. It just looked like she might have been labouring for a couple of strides.
Mm.
But, once she got clear and saw some clean air in front of us, she really let down, hit that line strong. So it was nice to grab Chris Lee's horse on the line.
You look at her prep this time in, she's had four wins out of five starts. She's won from a good four, soft five, heavy nine, heavy eight. What do you do now?
At this stage, we've just sort of a couple of easy days, obviously, after she's raced. There's an option of stepping her up to 13.50 in 2 weeks back at Rose Hill. The other option, if I'm not satisfied with her by Friday and she hasn't recovered like I'd wanted to and she has this preparation, we might even look at just giving her a bit of a break and thinking about either coming back for a late sort of spring or even, you know, a longer break and more towards the autumn.
She's the fortnight break between runs just seems to suit her down to the ground. That's been the pattern this prep, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously worked for her really well, this preparation. I don't think I want to go too much longer. She can be a bit of a nightmare at home when she gets above herself. So getting into the races every 2 weeks seems to be working.
Well, wish you all the best. She's a very smart filly. And said you're going to have a lot of fun with her by the looks of it.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, obviously, it's always the old cliche. They've got to take it to another level if they want to go up to stakes grade. But, you know, she's been there as a younger horse. Hopefully, she can get back there as an older horse.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best with the good luck with it, Jason.
Thanks, Cozzy. Have a good day.